So can you just share a little bit about this like epic journey?
Yeah, and it's a good transition, actually, yeah. from what we were just talking about sitting with it and being in the shit. And so my yoga, I didn't want to be a yoga teacher necessarily, but I wanted to learn why it worked, right? So I wanted to go to yoga school. And so in yoga schooling, you know, yoga training, I learned the language of yoga.
Yeah, that's Sanskrit, right?
Sanskrit,
and that is a form of Indian language, or how does that work?
Yes, it's a very prayerful language that comes from India and is very sacred. And so I went to India with my first Sanskrit teacher, and I was in a Sanskrit class, and she was talking about the Ganges River, and how if people bring their deceased to the Ganges River, that it frees the load of karma, the sins of seven generations past and seven generations forward. And I tend to be kind of a spiritual skeptic, right? I it sounded good, and I thought, I don't know if I believe that, but if anybody needs that, it's my dad, right? It's my father. And so his ashes were in my sister's guest bedroom closet. And I went to my siblings and asked them if I could take his ashes to India. And so I did that, but I didn't really know how that was going to go. And on my second day in India, I was in it was part of a spiritual journey. And we were on a tourist van going to a sacred temple. And I had to go to the bathroom. Right? And there's all these people and there's a traffic jam. And it's about 108 degrees. And it's so hot. And the driver said, okay, you can go to the bathroom quickly. And on one side of the road, the gravel road, there was a steep cliff. And on the other side, there was a really steep hill. And so I thought, okay, I don't want to go down the cliff, right? I want to go up the hill. And the hill was covered with poo. All kinds of, you know, there's cows everywhere and people everywhere. And so it was covered. So I'm trying to get my way up to go to the bathroom discreetly. And finally I do that. And I come back down and all of a sudden, all the traffic is moving. It was at a standstill and people were setting up camp stoves and they had packed everything up. I wasn't that long. But in a second, they packed everything up, so I'm hurrying, and I slipped. And I slipped down the hill covered in poo. And I cursed like a sailor. I was trying to be so appropriate, right, before then, you know, just being respectful of being in a different country. And I was just covered.
Literally.
So I get to the van and the driver said, hop on. And I said, well, can I, you know, clean up? And all of our luggage was attached to the top of the van. So I just had to sit in shit. Literally. And that moment, I'm not sure if this is answering your question, but
it's a great story, though.
It's a good story, right? And that moment really so literally taught me how to sit in the shit and know that that moment would pass, right? That it wasn't going to be forever and that maybe someday it would be funny. You know,
like
and
now.
Like now I could decide, now could be the time that this is funny. I don't have to be miserable. And that was the key to forgiveness and freedom for me. I don't think that forgiveness is an event. I don't think it's a one time. I think it's a choice. Right? That may not fit for everybody. You know, it may not be, but I needed to make that choice so that I could feel free with my father. And I needed to make that choice so that I could be free in that moment.